Bid you welcome, express appreciation for being here. Always good to get together, we say, and so not only to enjoy friendship and fellowship, but ourselves in a time of worship together. So appreciate your desire to be with us today. There is an outline in the bulletin if you'd like to follow along with the lesson. Titled it, Feeding on God's Faithfulness. Dennis has captured that thought in the songs that he's led in our worship this morning. If you're going through hardships, this lesson is for you. If you're experiencing difficulties, if you're anxious, you don't know what's ahead, if you're going through troublesome times, this lesson is for you. If you've experienced something unexpected, if you hurt, this lesson is for you. If you're going through struggles, difficulty, if wickedness surrounds you, the songwriter speaks to you. In verse 25, he says, I've been young, now old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. In times of difficulties and hardships and struggles, we don't want to be forsaken. So the songwriter gives us encouragement when we go through these kinds of times. In verse 14, he describes his audience and tells them, you know, the wicked plot against us. Oh. In verse 32, he says, the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay him. I don't know if I've had people plot against me. I'm not sure if I've had someone with intention to slay me. But the songwriter gives us hope in verse 33. He also adds, the Lord will not leave him, meaning you and me, in his hand, the hand of the wicked. We need to know that. So Psalm 37 gives us principles that will increase our reliance on God. And the songwriter gives us principles that will anchor us in times of trouble and calamity. Can't change the circumstance. You need to know that sometimes. I can't get out of the situation I'm in. So when we can't change the circumstance, we need to change our attitude. And we can do that. The songwriter says this is the attitude that we need to have when we can't change the situation we're in. Number one, trust in the Lord. That word trust is found two other times in the psalm. It's in verse 5, it simply says, trust in Him also. In verse 40 of the psalm, it says, the Lord shall help them. Oh, I like that. Need some help. Then it adds, and deliver them. Oh, I need that too. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. And then he concludes, because they trust Him. Ah, trust in the Lord. I want salvation. I want deliverance. I want help. Then trust in the Lord. Be confident. In Psalm 61, verse 2, it says, from the end of the earth I'll cry to you. I think that means when I've reached my wit's end. When I've gone as far as I can. Now I'm going to cry to you now. I can't do it by myself. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. And the next phrase is, when my heart is overwhelmed. Ever been in a situation like that? My heart is overwhelmed. What am I going to do? Hardship, struggles, difficulty. My heart's overwhelmed. Then the psalm writer continued, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. There's a song that we sung, not in the book that we have now, it was in a previous songbook. But the hymn writer has captured that thought. The hymn writer said, oh, sometimes the shadows are deep.
Oh, yeah.
Shadows are deep. And rough seems the path to the goal. We'll have to get there. It's a struggle. Sorrows, how oft they sweep like tempests down over my soul. And then he says, then to the rock let me fly. To the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly. To the rock that is higher than I. Another song titled, There Stands a Rock. This one's in our book, number 558. But the chorus says, some build their hopes on the ever-drifting sand. Or their treasure, or their land. Mine's on the rock that forever shall stand. Jesus, the rock of ages. That's the psalm. Psalm 61. Psalm 57, verse 1. Psalm writer says, be merciful to me, O God. That's right, I'm in trouble. Give me mercy. Be merciful to me, he says again. For my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities pass by. Have a calamity in your life? Sudden storm? My soul trusts in you till these calamities pass by. Can't change the calamity. But I can trust in God. That's number one. Number two, we're still in verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So even in the situations we're in, situations or circumstances are not favorable, still do good. First we trust. Then we obey. Sometimes when our calamities overwhelm us, we say, no, I just want to hide. I don't want to do anything. No, the psalmist says, here's the remedy. Here's a solution. Here's a plan. Trust in the Lord. Now do something for somebody. Do good. Do good. I've got more to say, but time's not going to permit. So number three, you know to do good. Number three, still in verse 3, trust in the Lord. Do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Ah, feed. Come to the spiritual table and eat. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. So the psalmist is now saying, yes, trust, and don't forget to do good, and come to God's table. And eat. Feed on his, for God is bound to fulfill his promises. Feed on that. God is above reproach. He's dependable. Feed on that. Stuff yourself with those thoughts when you're in trouble. Number four. Verse 4 of the psalm. Delight yourself also in the Lord. In your notes, you may not find delight in the circumstance, but you can find delight in the Lord. In Psalm 16, verse 11, somebody said, God, you will show me the path of life. Show me. Show me the way I should go. And in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Show me the path, God. Can't change my situation. My situation gives me sadness. But I can find delight in you. Don't forsake God in times of trouble. That's your resource. Where else are you going to go? So the question is, how can we find delight when the world seems to be crashing down on me? When I'm being pressed on every side, you want me to find delight? Well, here's the answer. Where can you find delight in the midst of calamity? Psalm 119. The word delight is found 6 times in the chapter. I didn't put these in your notes. You'll have to write them down. Psalm 119, verse 16. I'll delight myself in your statutes. I'll not forget your word. Verse 35. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Verse 69 and 70. I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. I delight in your law. Verse 77. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Verse 92. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished. In other words, my calamity would have overwhelmed me. It would have been too great for me. And then verse 174. I long for your salvation, O Lord. Your law is my delight. So delight yourself in the Lord. Number 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way. But God, I want to go this way. No, you commit your way to God's. And it'll pass. Commit. In Psalm 10, verse 14. I didn't put that one in your notes. But Psalm 10, verse 14. The helpless commits himself to you. Now, some storms in life will render us helpless. I don't know what to do, God. You talk about a calamity overwhelming my soul. Wow. Didn't expect this in my life. What am I going to do? I'm helpless. Where can I turn? The helpless commits himself to you. In other words, I think, my burden's too heavy. I can't carry it. So God says in Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He will sustain you. Psalm 55, verse 22. Number 6 in your notes. Time going by here. No, it's not. My clock. Oh, I thought that was 18. 11, 18. Sometimes the helpless. I get my bifocals in a certain way there.
You want to go back to number 2.
So now I'm going to review number 2. No. A sudden storm. Number 6, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Oh, I have to wait? Isn't there something instant that I can conjure up? I don't like waiting. I want this calamity to get by, this hardship, this thing that's overwhelming my soul. I've already lived with it for a long time. Can't it just pass by? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. The word wait is used 2 more times in this psalm. In verse 9, the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. In other words, we will know how to live with this. I know what to do with my calamity and my hardship. In verse 34, it's used again. Wait on the Lord and keep His way. We just heard that about delight in the Lord is by keeping His way. And He shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. Well, I can't wait for this calamity to pass by. Waiting doesn't come easy. Especially difficult in times of stress. You know, some things in life just take time. Raising children. 18 years? I don't know, 21, a few more years. Cooking. Growing plants. Education. Some things just take time. Luke, did you finish your 4 years in one? No. Some things just take time. Psalm 27, verse 14. Didn't put that in your notes either. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. And so when those two things are in place, when you wait, you be courageous, He will strengthen your heart. Awfully. And then He says it again. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. Sometimes we say in God's appointed time. Then the last one, number 7. It's in verse 7 of the psalm. Do not fret. I'm good at fretting. I'm not very good at waiting. But I can fret. But now the psalmist is saying, don't do that. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. And I'm wondering, why doesn't the other guy get what I'm getting? Though the hardship and the calamity. It's seeming like they're going free. No, don't fret because of him who prospers in the way. Or because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. You know, so because of God's love and God's care for us, David urges us, don't fret. Definition. Dictionary definition. In other words, in the situation, don't chafe or feel. Don't brood or mope. Don't become impatient or irritable. In other words, don't let something gnaw away at you that will rob you of your joy and your trust in God. Don't let fretting, being consumed about what's going on over here in that situation that's surrounding us, take you away from this plan, this outline that the psalm writer is giving us here. Don't let yourself become so miserable or so self-centered or so self-concerned that you can't reach out to someone else and even reach up. Psalm is used a couple other times in verse 1 of this same verse or the same psalm. Don't fret because of evildoers. Do not fret because of him who prospers in the way. In verse 7, there was one. Verse 8, do not fret. It only causes harm. Oh, I wanted relief. Then don't fret. Don't fret. In Proverbs 24, verse 19. Do not fret because of evildoers. Nor be envious of the wicked. Envious of the wicked. They seem to get more than I am. Don't fret. Don't let that gnaw at you. That I have calamity and they don't. Don't let what someone else has rob you of what you have. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Psalmist gives reasons. The verses I have listed at the bottom of your notes. Verse 2, this is all in the psalm. Verse 2, they'll soon be cut off like the grass. Wither as a green herb. Why would I want to be envious of that? Verse 10, a little while and the wicked shall be no more. Verse 20, the wicked shall perish. The enemies of the Lord. Like the splendor of the meadows, they'll vanish. Like smoke, they'll vanish away. Verse 34, when the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. Verse 35, I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away. Behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Now, why should I fret and have care and concern over the situation of others when I'm in this calamity? My soul is overwhelmed. Don't fret when you're pressed on every side. So trust in the Lord. Do things that honor the Lord. Dwell on the faithfulness of the Lord. Feed on that. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And don't fret. That's the list. Can't take away the trouble. But we do know what to do. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. It's an invitation for you to become a Christian if you're not a member of the New Testament church. There's a simple plan or procedure to follow that we preach. Number one, you need to hear the Word of God. 10 verse 14, how can they believe on him whom they've not heard? You have to hear. So you have to believe what you hear. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 24, except you believe that I'm he, you'll die in your sins. I don't want to die in my sins. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe. Believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Then number three, you need to repent. Jesus himself said it in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. Except you repent, you'll perish. I don't want to perish. Then number four, you'll want to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. It's what the Ethiopian did in Acts chapter 8 when Philip preaches unto him Jesus. The Ethiopian says, here's water, anything hindering me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe, you may. And he made a confession of faith. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Philip said, stop the chariot. Commanded the chariot to stand still. And then they both went down into the water and Philip baptized him. They come up out of the water and the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. Salvation is always an occasion of joy. Always. And that's the invitation we extend. And from that point on, after those things are in place, then you begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You abide in him and he in you. So let's stand together. We'll sing the song that Dennis has elected for us. If you're subject to that invitation, you would like to answer that call this morning, right now, just simply come and let your request be, let that resolve be known with having a seat beside you.